A thing is what it is, right? A situation is what it is. A person is what it is. You look at something and somebody else looks at the exact same thing and you agree 100% that that's what it is, right? You know I'm leading you to say that the answer is no. The answer is wrong. We all see things differently. We measure things differently. And nowhere was that greater espoused, than in a recent study that I was reading. They took people and they invited them to exchange, or rather to touch each other's forearms, to touch each other's forearms, okay? You with me? And they set up monitors to figure out how much pressure was applied when the person squeezed the other person's forearms. Now, that's enough of me doing this because this looks strange, because you understand what I'm saying. With two people each grabbing the other person's forearm, they asked one person to squeeze the other person's forearm, and then they instructed the other person to squeeze back with an equal amount of force. Did you hear what I said? An equal amount of force. What they discovered was the person tended to squeeze back 40% harder. They then asked the original person who squeezed the other person's arm, the other person who squeezed the person's arm, they said, now squeeze them back exactly like they squeezed you. And what do you think they did? They increased on average 40%. They said to the other person, squeeze back. And this went on and on until ultimately, when ideally, they were squeezing it the exact same amount of force, the exact same amount of force as the very first person. Because the idea was you squeeze back the same amount, then you squeeze back the same amount. Within very short time, they were squeezing 18 times harder. 18 times, not twice, 18 times harder than the original person squoze the first person's arm. Now, why is that significant? We overestimate our own impact and we underestimate the other person's impact. And I mean that universally. We overestimate our impact when we are expressing our energy out to other people. Excuse me, I'm saying this backwards. I said that totally backwards. We underestimate our impact and we overestimate the other person. In other words, we say that I'm only reaching at this level, but the other person's coming back at this level and I'm going to come back at this level. And we end up caught up in an argument, a fight, or a power struggle when simply we think that we are meeting energy with energy, but we're meeting energy plus 40%. And they, who they think they're just meeting our energy, does this sound like countries talking about war? It should. And then we're just going to meet your trade war. We're just going to meet your energy, but we're going to increase it 40%. And we're just going to meet your energy, but we're going to increase it 40%. It's a natural tendency. So why is this important? It's important to understand that other people are going to add greater weight and severity to what you say and do. Let me say that again. People are going to add greater weight and severity to what you say and do. So try and lessen the weight and the severity of what you say and do. Realize that if they are naturally going to see you as this, try coming across as this, because they're going to crank it up to this. It's in your best interest to try and meet people where they are, not try and exceed it so they turn around and come back at you even harder. So give it a thought, give it a try. Try it today. And if you have a question or a comment, leave it below. If this message touched you, please share it with somebody else. And enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.